Here's something else. It's called The Plunge, this next poem, and I'm trying to imitate in the poem the feeling of plunging into the water. Actually, I'm a lousy diver. With me, it would just be a jump. plunging into the water and then swimming underwater as long as your breath can hold out before you finally come up again. And I'm trying to get the almost muscular feeling of doing this and the feeling of your breath going out. But also I want this to imply any kind of action to which you commit yourself, which lasts some time, and the commitment, well, frankly, I'm speaking about certain kinds of drug trip in this, among other things. And you just know you've got to hold on until you come out of it. But all that is needed for the poem, symbols can be boring, can't they? Let's keep to the literal. all that one needs to know is the idea of plunging into the water and swimming underwater. The plunge. A pure, bold plunge into down a rope of bubbles. Trapped where you chose to come. It is all there is. The brute thrust of entering this all alien like a bitter sheath, each nerve, each atom of skin tightens against it to a gliding, a moving with. If flesh could become water, it unlust, plying a blurred sunken sky where you carry your own pale home with you. At rest in your own prolonged ache, and the testing forward, how much more can the body take, how much dare, it is all there is, till the body knows now its time, lets go, holding almost till too late, gives itself to the slow rejection, you go limp on it, a gentle lift, you wait on it, wait, you eat the air.